from the new Fives album that is Metrosexual, and I'm joined by Australia's number one metrosexual, Andrew Cox from the Fives. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you, Miff.
You know, you're encouraging young men to be more sensitive, clearly.
Oh, exactly, yeah. You know, I mean, I think we've finally, as Australian men, picked our knuckles up off the ground while we're walking upright, and now we've got to, get comfortable with heading to the cosmetic section of the department store.
That's right. I like it. Well done. Now, I wanted to talk to you. We have been discussing the album sleeve. In it, you've included images of lots of correspondence that you've had over the years for the Fives, various band members. One includes a bail notice. The other one was a notice from somebody else from one of your gigs that you did discussing how disappointed they were with your performance.
Wonderfully euphemistic.
And also your royalties check, which came in at $1.86 one year.
Yeah, that was a big year, that one. Yeah.
Clearly you're not shy at showing, you know, where you've messed up.
Oh, yeah. Look, I think the journey is, you know, for me in rock, you know, the journey is kind of the interesting part, you know, and the sort of stories that I love through rock history are often the stories of, you know, thwarted aspiration just as much as the glory, you know, and I think that's the people who appreciate us, I think, appreciate the high times as well as the low times. So, and the fact that we're kind of prepared to let them in on that too. So, yeah, you know, there's not much point trying to build up any myths about us anymore. We are what we are, and we're trying to let it all hang out, basically.
Good. There's one track on the album, I Shouldn't Have Read Your Diary. I have to say the album's quite an emotional album, even some political songs on there.
There are, yeah.
But talking about opening up, I Shouldn't Have Read Your Diary. Do you want to discuss that track?
It's about a diary we found in a tour van when we were touring over in Western Australia, and we shouldn't have read it, but we did. We read it cover to cover. Yeah, it's just one of those awful, you know, suddenly there's a diary there and there's four bored guys driving down to Bunbury and what are you going to do, you know? And so we read the diary and we kind of then, that's where we should have stopped, you know, but we then took it back to the hotel after the show and got a little more stupid with it and took a lot of photos of ourselves doing ridiculous things. And that should have stopped there. But then we wrote a song about it and it should have stopped there, but then we put it on our album and it does, I can announce, it stops here.
It has to stop here, doesn't it?
So, it's lighthearted. I mean, it's not, I mean, I won't, you know, you'd have to buy the record to find out, I guess, the intimate details. You know, I won't spill those over the air, but there is a little more to the story, perhaps, than I've let on this afternoon.
Yeah. It's an interesting song. You're not afraid. That's all I can say. I loved it. Hey, listen, thanks so much for joining me today, Andrew. It's been a pleasure, as always. We missed you for the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you know, better make the most of me while I'm here because it'll be probably another couple of years before I'm around again.
You do have some dates. You're playing this weekend at the Hopetoun in Sydney, the 16th and 17th. The 22nd, you're hitting Geelong at the National Hotel, and the 23rd at the Yahoo Bar in Shepparton. And on the 24th, you'll be launching the album at the Corner in Melbourne. How have you sort of prepped up yourself to get back into the live circuit?
I have dusted my guitar off, so that's about as far as it's gone so far. Yeah, we're going to have a rehearsal tomorrow night because it's also Ted's birthday this week, and I say how old he is? It's just
Trad.
He's 40.
Happy birthday, Teddy.
So, I actually bought his gift on the way up. I won't tell you what it is.
It's product. Yeah. It's very metrosexual by the looks of that.
So, yeah, we'll be handing that over to Ted tomorrow night and we'll probably find 5 minutes to have a rehearsal there before we head to Sydney. So,
well, good luck. Looking forward to seeing you back in the live circuit.
Thanks, Miff.
Good on you, mate. Better take a track now from AC Newman's album. This is On The Table, Triple J.